迎您收听世外桃源。
这个节目是由九十九只羊广播电台在德州休斯顿制作，朱恩蒙、贝玉东、魏阳与团队同工们联合主持，每逢周一到周五中午12点到下午1点在1320台播出。我们的留言电话是281-561-9747，网站是 swtychina.com swtychina.com， 欢迎您与我们联络。
听众朋友您好，欢迎你来到世外桃源啊！我是朱恩蒙，今天我们有一个很特别的朋友，一个弟兄，我想和大家介绍。We have a very special friend today that I'm so excited to introduce to all our audience. You want to introduce yourself instead? Tell us your name.
I can do that.
Okay, good.
And I'm already jealous because I was listening to the Chinese and I'm going, what did he say?
Yep.
I want to know what he said. And it sounded so interesting to me.
If you want to learn, you have to put in work. 我请他介绍他自己，他说他很喜欢听中国话，然后他很好奇。我说你要学中国话的话，要下点功夫的。What's your name?
I'm Michael Newman.
Michael Newman. Can we call you Mike?
I prefer Michael, and
Michael.
As in Chinese, I'm assuming the importance of names.
Yes.
And Michael is an important name because it's from the Hebrew, means who is like a god.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's aspiring
to your Chinese name will be Micah.
Micah?
It sounds okay to you?
That sounds all right.
Okay, almost the same.
Yes, it does sound close to me.
所以他的名字叫做 Michael Newman.
And new man in Christ.
Michael 这个名字在希伯来的原文是说如神一样，那他的姓叫做 Newman， 是一个新人，在神里面，在基督里面的一个新人。 That's a wonderful name.
Wonderful name. So God was very aware. I have a life verse based on that, which is 2 Corinthians 5:17. The old things have passed away. We becomeAll new things, new creatures in Christ, a new man in Christ.
所以他说他这个名字在圣经里面出来的。哥林多后书里面讲，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的。So did you change your name after you became a Christian, or was this predestined for you?
God knew what he was doing because that was the name I had, and I'm growing into it.
Wow, 他说他本来就是这个名字，不是他后来改的。他慢慢的开始更欣赏这个名字，因为他在这个名字里面成长，和他在主里面成长一样。Now you got us all interested. 那我想现在听众朋友对他都很有兴趣了。Let's talk about how we know each other. 我们讲讲我们怎么认识的。How did I find you?
I've forgotten because you're my new friend, and I was, so much has been going on this last week.
I know.
I forgot how you did find me.
Okay. 他也搞不清楚了。我还记得，因为几周以前 ,a few weeks ago, 我在听这个休斯顿的基督教电台 ,I was listening to KHCB, and I heard his testimony. 我听到他的见证。I said, well, this is the man I need to get in contact with. 然后就说我一定要跟他联络。然后呢，但是一下事情多了就摆下来了。听众朋友，你不知道做节目多忙。But I was so busy and I kind of put it aside. Later on, when I want to find him, I have to call several people. From Darlene, yeah. And then Darlene called HCB for me and then they give me his website and telephone number. 我去找 Darlene 阿姨，因为 Darlene 阿姨和她谈过话，然后再转了至少两三个人经过电台终于找到她了。Why was I so impressed with her testimony? It was because, 我为什么这么记得她的见证？因为 what were you talking about on HCB?
I was talking about...What God has done in my life, making me a new man, because I have struggled with gender confusion and insecurity, which is a big issue, homosexuality these days.
因为他那个见证是讲到他怎么样在这个我们今天所说的同性恋问题里面挣扎，然后主怎么样带他出来。So tell us a little bit more about you. You look so young and so handsome. How old are you?
You are my best friend, and I'm old enough. I'm a contemporary of my handsome, charming, wonderful brother here.
他说他跟我同年。 Well, this way we can both keep a secret.
That's right.
Hey, whatever age you think I am, he is the same age about. That's a good answer. Well, 他说他跟我同年，所以你们认为蒙哥几岁呢？他就是几岁，这样行了吧？ Are you from Houston?
I'm a transplant, but as you and I discovered, God brought us to the United States to Houston at the same time.
Aha, 他说啊，不但我们年纪差不多呢，来到休斯顿的时间也差不多。 I was here in 1978. August.
And I came here in June of 1978.
我们都是1978年到休斯顿来的。我是8月来的，他是6月来的。 I was here to study. And what were you doing here?
I had already finished my advanced studies in languages, Spanish and French.
Whoa!
And was here, God directed, to find a job in a large international city.
他那时候来的时候，他已经念完他的。 So you had a master's in language arts?
I have a master's in Spanish and French.
念完他的硕士，他会讲西班牙语，他会讲法语。 Well, I can speak Chinese, okay?
Yes. And I said I'm fascinated because my working languages are English, Spanish, French. So talking to you really gets me interested because I've always been curious as a child about learning about other people, other cultures, and language is one of the best ways. So,
他说他法语和西班牙语、英语都讲得很流利，但是他从小就对语言有兴趣。 Well, that's good. So if you come to this program often, we can monitor your progress on learning Chinese.
Yes, and so I'm ready to learn.
如果你常常上节目的话，那么我们就可以教你中文，然后看你学得怎么样。Well, I'm really serious, actually. I'm not joking. I really want you to be on this program as often as possible. 我是真的希望他能够到这个节目上来。Do you know why?
I'm serious about being here too, so why are you serious about me being here on this program?
我问他说知道不知道为什么我想常常让他上节目来? Because I see a great confusion in China as well as in North American Chinese church. 因为我无论在 中国或者在北美的华人教会，我发现有一个很大的需要 is for somebody who really know the grace of God, who were truly born again, and who really have a heart and the knowledge and the technique to reach for the group that is suffering from homosexual or gender confusion. 我认为我们真的是需要一位 对这个在同性恋问题里面有新的重生得救、明白神恩典的弟兄啊，来和我们中国教会也好、中国大陆也好，好好的谈一谈这个问题。That's why I'm so excited about getting you into the program. 我就是因为这样，所以我非常高兴你能够到节目里来。And
I'm so excited because as I've been in ministry for over 20 years, helping people with gender confusion,
really,
and people in churches, and because of my languages. Not only the Anglo community, but I minister often in the Hispanic community because I speak Spanish. And I have prayed that God would have me available to expand that to include, yes, my many Asian brothers, Chinese brothers here in Houston and whatever he would choose to do.
所以实际上他已经做了超过20年，专门在帮助受这个同性恋问题困扰的弟兄姐妹，或者是还没信主的人。因为Houston有很大的西班牙语的族群啊，他也做了很多这样的工作。他一直在祷告，希望主能够给他开路，也能够帮助亚洲人。 So you did help some Asian friends.
I have helped some and have been very excited because from my perspective, it's very, very difficult in the Asian culture to talk about this.
Okay.
Even harder than the Anglo group, the Hispanic.
Give me a comparison. Give me a comparison. What's the easiest group to help?
And you're helping me to be more sensitive. The easiest group is the Anglos, my group, because we're pretty open to talk about our feelings, our emotions,
anything.
What's going on. And that includes homosexuality.
Yes. 他说白种人最容易，因为白种人无论他讲什么东西，他好像他不会害羞，他会直接讲出来。How about African American and Hispanic?
The most open group are the Anglos.
最容易的是白种人。
After that, Hispanic, and a large part of that because I speak Spanish.
哦，因为他会讲西班牙语，所以西班牙语人对他也蛮开放。
And I get phone calls. I minister in Spanish speaking world outside of Houston too.
Like where have you ever gone to Europe and help people?
I have been in Europe, ministered in Spain, in Europe, in France.
去过法国、西班牙去帮助那边的。
And then in South America, Argentina, Chile, Mexico.
阿根廷、智利、墨西哥他都去过。That is wonderful.
That is good.
How about African American people?
African American are even harder to reach than Hispanics.
黑人就更难一点。
Because there is that, it's my business, stay out of family business. We don't talk about that with outsiders.
Oh, so you mean African-American people, they don't want to talk family issue or personal
And they don't want to homosexuality. We don't talk about that.
Okay, so 黑人也是这样。他们同性恋这类的问题、家庭问题，他们不跟外人讲的。
And the most reticent group are the Asians. And my understanding is because family honor, it's very shameful, we don't talk about feelings. So that's why I've been so excited the few Asians that have come and then have benefited from being able to be in our programs and being able to be mentored of going...of knowing that Jesus Christ changes lives.
所以有一些亚洲人到他这边来能够看见他们不但恢复了而且接受主。So the outcome, the result of you helping Asian people has been pretty encouraging, that's what you're saying.
So far, and I want to see more of that long term and to be involved, yes.
他说到目前为止他在亚洲人中间做工是蛮有果效的，然后他真的是很高兴他如果有机会可以在帮助更多的亚洲人。When you talk about help, that's a very vague term. What kind of, let's say, result, for you as a Christian brother that you would like to see when a person come to you with gender confusion, homosexual issue, and what is the definition of this a good result? 对你来讲呢，从一个基督徒的角度来说，什么是一个好的结果？比如说有一个人他在性这方面他有一些的困扰，他有同性恋的问题在缠着他，那么对你来说什么样的帮助，什么样的恢复算是恢复呢？
Of course, that's an excellent question. First of all, I want them to, if they do not know Christ,
他们如果不认识主的话，
to know that in Christ there are answers to all problems.
我希望他们知道所有一切事情的答案
Which includes gender confusion, homosexuality.
包括同性恋问题。
And I have a personal testimony because I struggled with that and I looked for answers and found that Jesus of the Bible had answers for me in the 21st century.
我不但是从理论上我自己有亲身的经历，我知道在这个第21世纪呢，耶稣仍然是一切问题的答案，因为他曾经这样帮助了我。
So many people have defined themselves by their attractions and feelings, therefore I am homosexual.
很多人他们就是看自己我们中文讲的所谓的性倾向，他们认为有这种倾向呢，因此他就是一个同性恋者。
And so I share with them how their identity is based in who they are in Christ, not based on feelings, emotions,cultural stereotypes, and that they can overcome, they're not bound by just what they feel, what they think, but the word of God to restore them to a healthiness and security in their heterosexuality.
你要定义自己是谁，你应该从基督里，你应该从神的话里来决定你自己是谁，而不是用你的某一种的感觉，某一种的这个欲望来告诉你说你照这个社会的定义是某一种人啊，实际上你完全是可以得到医治和恢复的。
So on a very practical level, if they've been, many homosexual men are very sexually promiscuous. So One thing is finding that they don't have to be sexually active, but more than just stopping dangerous, unhealthy activities, it's that they're secure within themselves, that there's not this confusion about where they fit in sexually.
很多同性恋的患者，他们就在性的问题方面有很强的这个需求，所以生活就很淫乱，很随便。那实际上他们需要的是在心里面在灵魂里面先得到神的医治不再有这种性别上的迷失然后呢这外面很多的事情就会停下来 So you're talking about restoration
Restoration of the real image of who we are as heterosexuals according to God's plan
Yeah, 所以 他实际在做的工作是与主一同做一个恢复的工作因为神造我们是有形象有样式的他借着神的恩典能够恢复到那个样式里面去 Now, this kind of thinking is quite different quite contrary to whatever we call a scientific theory of homosexual, isn't it?
Well, what people are hearing is that oh well, of course they're born that way but I had to look for myselfAnd I've looked at the scientific studies and read them myself, and there is nothing definitive, absolute, provable that homosexuality is inborn. But because people just believe what they hear, they bought into the lie that it's inborn. It is not.
现在我们社会上有很多的说法说同性恋这个倾向呢是与生俱来的啊。那我自己也曾经在这些事情里面花了很多的功夫啊，我必须寻找我到底是谁。我也看了这些所谓的科学的答案，实际上没有一件事情是确定的。When you say you look into the studies, what kind of studies are they to make this kind of theory so popular in today's society? 到底什么样的科学的实验？科学证据他们在说的，你晓得吗？
Not surprisingly, a lot of the studies were done by gays because their express purpose were that they wanted to prove a reason for them being gay.
Okay, 他说实际上很多的这些实验，这些的研究的结果是同性恋的人去做的。
For instance, a study that some people are familiar with that's thrown out there is the Simon LaVey study in the early 90s.
Simon LaVey, 1980年初的时候啊，这两个人做的。
And it was in the early 90s, and he said, oh, yes, this proves people are born gay, but he had a small group of less than 30 people, and he looked at the brains of heterosexual, supposed heterosexual people,
一个普通的人,
and the brains of known homosexuals who had AIDS.
同性恋的人, 而且这些人是已经得了艾滋病的。
And he said that the brains of the women were like the brains of the homosexual man who had AIDS.
然后他就看他们的脑子。Does he look at the shape, the size, or what?
He looked at the development of one of the, it was something about the way it was shaped, formed,
okay,
他就看他们的形状, distinctive.
跟普通人不一样。So he just looked from outside,
And he said, oh,、
different.
Look, these are the same thing,、
oh,
the brain in the homosexual man and the women, therefore it's inborn, therefore you're born gay. And notice that he was not comparing the same thing, there were a lot of unknowns, there were no controls,、
yes.
he was prejudiced, he wanted it, so it was not a good scientific study, it was not objective.
无论你从哪个角度来看,这根本就不是一个很好的科学实验啊。不到三十个人的族群里面，他用观察就得出这样一个结论。But that theory has been so popular, and both of them, the Simon and what's his name?
Simon LaVey.
这个叫做 Simon LaVey 的人 ，I suppose he's a PhD.
Oh, probably.
哦，可能他是个博士吧。但是他就是做出这样一个结论。Now, how could this be so popular and so widely accepted?
Because we have seen, you have seen the trend, and I've been in ministry over 20 years dealing with this, we see that the media in general is very, very sympathetic to, for acceptance of homosexuality, and acceptance, involves, well, if people are born that way, of course we need to accept them.
因为现在你也看见这个北美的新闻媒体 他们是非常愿意为同性恋者说话的，所以只要他们一渲染，大家很快就接受下来。 And the result is not only American. Whatever here we say, and in China, we accept
as scientific fact. And I see the results of what we've done in America. The world is looking. South America, Asia, China, they're all looking to see what the Americans think about homosexuality, unfortunately.
美国的媒体说什么啊，大家就接受什么。That's horrible.
It is horrible, and I'm ashamed that the bad influence here in the U.S., we've become so accepting that other countries are looking at. For instance, Brazil.
巴西。比如说,
because of the attitudes of American, they have come up with legislation that it is illegal in Brazil for counselors to offer the perspective that homosexuals change.
Oh, really? 他说在巴西已经立法禁止人帮助同性恋者恢复正常。
And we see that tendency that in Canada there's hate speech,
加拿大,
where if you use biblical passages that condemn homosexuality,
如果你一些圣经是定罪同性恋的,
that it's wrong, that it's a sin, that they can be fined or put in jail.
他就可以罚你的款,把你放到监狱里。It's coming this way too.
And I hear legislation about that, the same things here, trying to make that happen in the United States.
And this all happens so fast, so it's impossible for anybody to do a study the other way around, isn't it?
因为这个事情发生得如此之快，而且来势汹汹，我们是不是几乎不可能去做另外一方面的研究，就是反过来的研究，反对这种说法的研究。
Well, actually...One of the criticisms has been that what research, scientific research is there that homosexuality is not inborn, but there are a few. There is one organization.
但实际上还是有一点研究在从另外一个角度来研究。Okay, go ahead.
And this organization is called NARTH, which stands for North American Reparative Therapy of Homosexuality.
Okay, 有这样一个组织。就是北美帮助恢复同性恋患者的一个机构。
And those are psychologists, psychiatrists, licensed, credentialed, scientific people.
他们是有执照的心理学家或者是精神科医生。
That show homosexuality is not inborn, it's not genetic.
他们的研究结果说同性恋根本就不是天生的。
The most interesting thing was that back in 71, 72, when they took homosexuality off of the list of the diagnosed diseases, they took it off of the list in 71, 72.
Yeah, 美国心理学协会大概1971年把同性恋不再把同性恋列为一种病。
So the person who was in charge of getting that removed as a diagnosed disease in the world of psychology, psychiatry, his name was Spitzer.
他说那个负责把这个拿掉的这个人呢叫做 Spitzer.
Okay, that was in the 70s, but because over the years he's met so many people like me and my colleagues who said, hey, I used to be gay, but you know, my life has changed. Jesus Christ has helped me, I'm not the same.
我从前是同性恋，我现在已经被治好了。
So he, as a scientist, said, well...You know, maybe there are all these people saying that there's change, so maybe I should do a study and see if there's any validity to this.
当初他把这个不再归为一种病症，那他现在看见很多人都恢复了啊，所以他就说，也许我应该再做一点科研。
So this man who is well known in the American psychological,
著名的一个心理医生。
He's at Columbia University in New York, I think. He did a study.
他就做了一些研究。
With my colleagues, asking them about what changes in their life about homosexuality.
然后他就做了一些调查和研究。
有一些我的朋友也成了被研究的对象。
And he came up with the conclusion that if people are sufficiently motivated,
他如果一个人有足够的决心与毅力，
that yes, it's possible for there to be changes.
绝对是可能的，让他们能够改过来。
So that was the short version of what he said.
就是很简单的把他所说的话简要一下。
Now, he did not say, oh, it's wonderful, you should change, I recommend that you do change, this is earth-shaking.
当然没有说，哎呀，应该换
得比较好啊，你能恢复正常啊，这是多么惊天动地的一件好事啊。
But he simply said, yes, it is possible if they're sufficiently motivated.
绝对是可能的。
He was severely criticized by psychologists, psychiatrists for being unprofessional, for having an unfair test.
让他立刻就招来他们心理学家各界的极力反对和批评。
So, from my perspective, who better from someone who had said,
yes,
let's not call it
yes
a disease, who basically is still pretty pro-gay, thinking it's okay, it's fine if you're gay, but in interest of scientific investigation objectivity, researched it and said, well, yes, it is possible. And yet, even for saying it was possible,
even for him,
he was severely reprimanded, criticized, demonized by professional psychologists and psychiatrists.
照说一个当初把同性恋不归为一种病的这个科学家，而且他一直是比较站在支持同性恋这个立场的，今天从他口中说出来的话应该是最科学最不偏见的，可是连他这样讲呢都要被大家像过街老鼠一样人人喊打，所以你就知道这个问题多严重。
And I'm aware that probably very few of your listeners even knew about that. Because the media does not want to have information about homosexuals changing. The media is strongly prejudiced, only presenting homosexuality as an acceptable, wonderful lifestyle.
Yeah, 我相信在今天收听我们节目的人里面可能几乎没有人知道这些事情。I surely didn't know about, 连我都不知道。但是因为现在整个的新闻媒体他们非常拒绝这一类的言论。他们只希望说只愿意去渲染这个支持同情同性恋的人。Of course, we talk about our new president in his acceptance speech, the first time in United States history,that he categorized American citizen as what?
I heard it too, and I was very concerned that he mentioned gays
and
straight.
Yeah,
so in his mind, they're just another people group.
Yeah, 他也听见这个总统就职演说的时候，把美国公民分成两种，一种叫做同性恋者，一种是非同性恋者。So this is a done deal in American society.That we don't need to study, we don't need to examine this issue anymore. There are simply two kind of people. One is gay people, one is straight people.
That's just the way they are. We just need to accept them and that's fine. Many people have bought into that.
那美国的社会显然已经变成这个样子。这个是美国公民分成两种，世界上分成两种人，一种是同性恋者，另外一种是普通人。What's wrong with that?
Well, what's really sad is they don't show...what really happens in homosexuality. Because in homosexuality, if people pursue that, there's a high percentage of depression, alcoholism, drug addiction, venereal diseases, and AIDS.
Oh my goodness. 我问他说那就大家就这样接受有什么不好呢从社会的观点讲。Now this is talking from the society point of view only. Not talking aboutspiritual yet.
I'm just talking about effects.
Okay. So, 事实上
health issues.
在同性恋患者里面有非常高的比例有患精神阻丧的有喝酒的至于艾滋病这种更不用讲了。
So that's just, if you just offered, here's this lifestyle that you can have, but guess what? You're more at risk for venereal diseases, for AIDS, for being addicted to something, and having a shorter lifespan, people willingly choose that? I don't think so.
如果我们就告诉人家说同性恋是没事的就可以这样那单从社会的角度来讲呢你有极高的可能你会活得比较短你有极高的可能你会受酒精药物控制的影响你会得到这种可怕的传染病你难道真的愿意生活的方式吗 You use a very popular term, a lifestyle. That's what people say. It's just a lifestyle. It doesn't concern you. It just concerns me and my partner. 我们基本上美国的说法就是说这你讲的不错这就是我们的生活方式我喜欢这样啊，我爱这样关你什么事呢
Another thing, it's like, well, why are we worried? Just let them do whatever they want to do. That doesn't affect me. And that's not true.
那还有一种思想呢就是在没有这个问题的人里面就很常常说哎，让他们去干他们要干的事吧反正不关我们的事。A lot of time, it comes very close to you. Your friend, your colleague, your family member.
Yes, because these days, my job is harder because everyone these days does
know
somebody.
他说现在这个事情真的是越来越严重。 我所接触的人几乎每一个人他都认识他都接触到有一些人有同性恋的问题。
But they say, I don't know what to say, or I'm afraid I'll say the wrong thing.
啊哈，但是他们又说，哎呀，我不知道跟他们说什么，我不知道怎么帮助他，我怕说错话。Well, that's exactly why I want you to be on the program. Because especially in Chinese church, Chinese community, we don't know what to say, therefore we should not say it, therefore it is okay to not say anything.我们在中国教会中国社会尤其是这个问题很严重。
So unfortunately, in the body of Christ, we're talking sins of omission.
Oh, 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 oh. 但是不错啊在 not only sin of homosexual, but also sin of omission.
So if we know the truth and the truth that can set people free, that yes. homosexuals can change, and we don't offer that,We have sinned by omission and not offering the good news for people struggling.
在基督徒在我们所受的教导里面你如果听见做假见证的你闭口不言这个罪业这是个罪业更不要说我们有真实的答案如果我们不在这个时候站出来说话的话这是不对的。So now is, actually it should be our chance, but today, now it's your chance to say something.To help us, where are we going to start? 那今天本来是应该我们做，但因为我们不会做，请你来做。那你要从哪里开始讲嘛 ？Where do you want to start?
Where we want to start is not just think all the worst things of what these homosexuals could be doing, but think about them as people who have a need for acceptance and understanding.
我们首先需要做的就是需要。把这个同性恋问题的人当做一群有需要他们需要帮助的人不是把他们想成一些十恶不赦的人。Just this simple statement, you have already made many Christians very uncomfortable. Such a severe, horrible sin that's condemned by the Bible. How can you talk in such a light term? 我说你光讲这句话你就让很多基督徒听众很生气这是圣经里面最恨恶最咒诅的罪你怎么好像没事一样
Well, thank goodness that, God doesn't have a sliding scale of sins.
感谢主神在看罪的时候他没有一个尺度说这个是大罪那是小罪。
We're all guilty of something. We're all equal at the foot of the cross.
我们在十字架面前都是罪人。
And look at the life of Jesus. Jesus dealt with the socially undesirable, the misfits, the sinners. Think of the Samaritan woman.
Yeah, 你就想想主耶稣怎么传道。你想想那个撒玛利亚妇人。Yeah, she has many husbands.
She had many husbands. She was an adulteress. She was a loose woman.
她犯奸淫她非常的不检点。
And Jesus sought her out. He was available. He conversed with her.He listened with understanding, yet he gave her truth to set her free.
但是耶稣把他找到，耶稣很有耐心的听他讲，然后耶稣把真理给他，耶稣让他从罪里面得了释放。Do you seriously think if Jesus is alive today, he will come to our program?
Or talk to a homosexual person like the way he talked to the Samaritan woman?
I certainly think so.
Oh, okay. Of course. 主耶稣如果在世的话他也会用广播来上上节目。Yeah, that's a very good example. I often wonder, how did he do it? You know, he can go to a marketplace, he can go to a horrible banquet, and making disciples and set people free from sin. And how did he do it?
And that's because he is fully God, fully man, and he had compassion and love for the people.
Uh-huh.OK, 我说你认为怎么样他耶稣传道他怎么可以到罪人中间去他在这个又吃又喝的地方他照样可以救人让人从罪里面得释放。那 Michael 给我们的答案是说他认为耶稣不但是百分之百的神而且是百分之百的人尤其他对人有一个极大的怜悯与同情。That compassion,what does it take to have that kind of compassion? I would like to have that compassion too. 你认为这个怜悯最需要的条件是什么?
Well, we have the Holy Spirit that lives within us to give us the heart of Jesus to show that compassion to people who need His love and need to know who He is.
让我们能够认出谁是有需要的。Do you think knowledge is part of the deal that to in order for us to release this compassion?
Well, we can have knowledge, but if we don't have the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit within us, What good will it do?
You know,
just
we have a Bible
itself.
In our hand. Isn't that enough? That's everything.
Well,
I
deal with lots of good church people. Who are still confused and are struggling.
我遇见很多在教会里面很好的弟兄姐妹，可是他们还是对这件事情上很迷惑。I guess what you're trying to say is you must be able to have an understanding of what people is going through in order to help them with your knowledge and compassion.
Well, the Bible tells us, you know, that we should have no longer heart of stone, but a heart of flesh, sensitive and caring about other people. Have the eyes of Jesus to see that people are lost, confused, they're suffering. And for him to give us the compassion, we don't have to understand everything that's going on, but the fact that they're suffering and that we want to show them that Jesus has answers can change their lives.
圣经告诉我们神要把我们的实心换成肉心，这个心呢其实就是耶稣基督的心，耶稣基督的眼睛，让我们能够明白别人在经历的痛苦是什么。我们不需要明白每一个细节，但是我们绝对需要能够体谅他们，能够怜悯他们。Where do we draw the line? You say we don't need to know everything, but we do have to know something.
Well,When I was in college and was actively struggling in homosexuality,
I
had a roommate, and he was a Christian, and he was involved in Bible studies, and with great fear, I finally confessed I was struggling to him.
我曾经非常非常的害怕。I would like to talk about fear. That fear, I think that will help a lot of people. 我曾经经过很长的挣扎。Then you decide to tell him.
And that was a big thing because I was scared to death. He would reject me. He would not want to have anything to do with me. I don't want you to be my roommate. Stay away from me. And so it was a big challenge to trust that maybe he was a Christian.
Oh,
he would not reject
me. That was risky. So 我实际上很大的挣扎。我想要告诉他，可是我又很害怕，很害怕。当我告诉他的时候，他的反应是什么？他会拒绝我吗？他是一个基督徒，他会因为这些事情拒绝我吗？ So actually, you know something is not right of being living in a struggle like homosexual.
I knew because I had accepted Christ earlier in my life, but I was struggling with emotions and feelings, and was buying into the emotions and feelings. So
那个时候我当然知道是错的。那个时候其实我已经得救了。但是我仍然向我的欲望啊，向我的这个肉体啊让步，所以我当然知道那是错的。How about before you were Christian? Did you know that is not right?
I remember when I was three, hearing someone say, "Don't do that; they'll call you a pansy," which is an old slang term for homosexual.
人家跟我说你不要做这个。What did you do? I mean, touching people or what?
It was a comment on I was being too feminine. I wasn't being a little boy.
Okay. 我三岁的时候我就已经记得人家跟我说，因为我不像这种好像很英勇的男孩，人家跟我说你不要这样做，人家会叫你 What's the word? Pansy?
Pansy, like the flower.
They don't use that term anymore.
No, it's an old term from the
50s. 那是很早很早的时候，我六零年代的时候，他们用这个字来形容。
So I knew there was something wrong with it, but I didn't know what it was. So there was confusion earlier.
我那个时候显然因为这些事情让我知道，哎，这个别人看为错的，可是到底错在哪里我也搞不清楚。
But I wanted to pull together that roommate when I told him with fear, God had prepared his heart. He didn't know.Anything about homosexuality, it wasn't a problem. He wasn't struggling with it. So he didn't have a lot of knowledge of what caused it or why.
我那个室友当我决定告诉他的时候，他显然他自己并没有这个问题，他也不明白，他也不了解到底同性恋问题是什么。
But he was available for God to give him the confidence and security to be my friend.
他却从神那里有很坚定的信心，能够做我的朋友。
To continue to be my friend without condemning or judging me.
他不在那里定罪我。
Just being my friend and letting God do the conviction.
让圣灵来做那个手指头的工作，定罪的工作。
And that was the beginning for me of saying maybe God really can do something.
那个时候才让我有一点点的把握说也许神可以帮助我。But looking back, it was such a critical moment, wasn't it?
Yes, it was an extremely critical moment.
回头看的时候，对你的一生来讲，那是很重要。If he rejects you, like a lot of us will do, they say some very biblical verses to you and tell you to get out of it or else.
Then it would have thrown me back into, see, Christians don't understand. See, I am different. It would have set me back.To continue in the confusion or to say, well, I tried, and they rejected me, so it's not worth it.
如果他就是拒绝我，给我引了一些圣经的经文，告诉我说你就悔改的话，那我当时一个很明显的结局就是我会回到一群人，他们有另外一种解释的办法，让我能够与他们认同，然后就留在那样的环境里面了。Now, definitely, This is what we want to avoid. That's the reason I want you to be on this program.
And I have horror stories for years of people going to churches.
Yes.
And being preached at, stop it, that's disgusting, you shouldn't do it, just pray, was no help for these people that needed so desperately to hear the love of Christ.
很多很多的故事，我知道很多很多的实例。就是有被同性恋问题困扰的人到教会里面，然后教会听到教会这个义正言辞的告诉他们，这是错的，这是脏的，你悔改，我们帮你祷告，然后到最后他们实际上没有得到应得的帮助。But if we don't do that, like what you friend did, okay, what's his name?
Sam. He and I are still in touch. He's a Presbyterian pastor. We've kept in touch all these years.
He's a pastor now.
Presbyterian pastor.
他这个室友 Sam 现在已经是在长老教会里面做传道人。我们仍然是好朋友。Well, for Sam to do that, isn't that a compromise on the truth?他这样难道不是在真理上有所妥协吗
It was not a compromise because he clearly...Conveyed, he recognized his sin.
Okay, 其实他也很清楚地告诉我，他认为这是一个罪。
He wasn't condoning my homosexual activity, but he also was showing his concern and the love of Christ for me as a sinner who needed to know that Christ had paid for those sins and could help me overcome the sexual.Activity.
他在同性恋是罪这件事情上，以及我在这个罪里面这件事情上，他是一点都没有妥协的。但是他同时，他更大的一个关切是基督要救我这个罪人。In other words, like the very classical saying that Christ loved a sinner, but he wanted to separate the sinner from his sin.
Yes.
基督是爱罪人，可是他尤其要把这个罪人从罪里边给他分别出来，拯救出来。So basically, what he did was just being your friend.
Yes. And after that, he didn't have a program of what I needed to do to change and preach at me. He let the Holy Spirit do that. And his example, by accepting me, and he was consistent in his prayer time, his Bible time, I thought, you know, I can stop the activity to a certain extent, but what about my emotions and feelings? I'm not sure. So my faith grew to trust maybe God could do something with that.
他就是在我面前有一个很好的见证。他当然他去查经，他也为我祷告。然后当时我就是有一个很大的忧虑，就是说我到底要拿我这个性的冲动啊，性的欲望怎么办？可是在他身上我看见也许神能够改变我。In other words, you see him to be somebody you like to be,Relating that to your own problem, which was homosexual at that period of time, you think maybe God can change you in the shape of this brother.
Maybe he can change you because he has the faith to believe I can change. Maybe I can, but he believes God can change me. I'm not sure, but he believes that. So his faith was an example for me.
他说我这个弟兄他真的认为我可以改变。他真的认为神可以改变我，所以我就把我的信心搭在他的信心上。But at the meantime, he's not preaching to you. He did not give you a program.
No,
you do this,
no
do that.
Program, no judging, just accepting me as a friend.
同时他并没有给我一个恢复的培训啊，告诉我应该做什么。Of course, this get a little more complicated. If you were a deacon at church,
yes, it would be more complicated.
他当时 将当然我如果是教会的执事的话这个问题就更复杂了但是当时 but back then you were just a student
I was just a student
and he was just a student
a peer yes
yeah, it does not concern about a church ministry this
with
and that.
leadership
yes yes这并不牵涉到他在教会里面的服事啊各样的问题 so that was also a blessing it was a perfect time for God to deal with that
但那时候他和我都是学生所以他对我的劝告以及他做我的朋友并不牵涉到啊，假如我在教会比如说我是个执事啊长老啊有教导的职分啊并没有那一类的问题牵扯在里边能够暂时啥都别管专心的寻求医治这实在是神所安排的一个很理想的时间
That was God, that was key because then that was where I began to seek out help actively to overcome
对那个时候我才更积极的去找一些能够帮助我的办法 So how did God help you to come out that situation?
Well, I recommitted my life to the Lord after that friendship And I was starting graduate school and I started looking for help. Shared with a Christian friend who found a Christian psychologist who was in agreement with my values that it was wrong and that I could overcome it.
然后他能够帮助我这个错误的价值观。It's so interesting the way you put it.What do you mean by he is agreeing with my value that is wrong? And
the reason I said that was because even then, many counselors were starting to say that it's okay. Just be a well-balanced, a healthy homosexual. Just accept who you are.
Okay.
And that is what you will hear in the secular counseling community.Most of the time these days in the 21st century.
When was that? In the middle of 70s?
Already mid-70s. I'm dating myself. Mid-70s, it was already becoming an issue. Gay theology had already come out. I read that.
All right.
And people are already starting to say, oh, that's just the way you are. So that's why I made the point to say he was in agreement with my values. Because already counselors were starting to say it's okay to be homosexual.
那时候是1980年代，我找了一个心理学家是能够认同我，就是说在哪一件事情上认同我呢？同性恋是错的这件事情上认同我。我就问他说你为什么这样讲？他说因为在80年代已经是非常流行了，这个同性恋神学啊，以及很多很多可以说大部分的心理学家他们都已经在说了哎，同性恋没有关系啊，你可以过一个正常人的生活，你必须要接受你自己啊这方面。 So back then it was alreadythe storm in the brew or so
it was starting up it was the pro gay theology the pro gay activism starting in the 70s as I said part of that was it being taken off the DSM is the name of it, diagnostic manual it was taken off in 72 or 73 the same year the Roe versus Wade the abortion
the abortion case
and so many Christians got all focused on the attack of abortion and they didn't see the attack related to homosexuality.
So, 那个时候是1972年 ,1973 年两件大事情。一件事情就是堕胎的合法化那个官司呢基本上是翻案了变成堕胎变成合法化。但是基督徒全部专心在那件事情上就忽略了另外一件事情就是同性恋被从这个被不再被美国心理学协会列为一种病。然后这个单子一拿掉之后马上同性恋这边就找到机会排山倒海来就有各种各样的运动啊。So what we see today is actually the big earthquake starting from where you were in.
We're seeing the development of what was starting then and it's really expanded.
So looking back, you really feel like you kind of very few survivors came out from a volcano or big earthquake. But by grace of God.
By the grace of God and thank goodness I've met. So I have my personal story, but I know many other people like myself who have similar stories. So I'm not the only one. There are a lot of us.
有相当多的人也都出来了。
I have made a commitment because
就是我把我自己的生命
to be public and dedicate myself to ministry to help people who are struggling, friends, family, and to educate the church because many of the people, the success is they went on with their lives. They didn't have to tell everybody, and they're just out there in the world functioning. functioning because they're overcomers.
他就正常的在社会继续下去了啊，他们也没有公开，但是我决定我要把我的见证公开，所以可以帮助更多人。But how much percentage do you say? I mean, who was entangled in homosexual problem in their youth and they still continue to go that path?
你觉得有多少百分比的人出来？
That's a good question. It's a hard one. I'm not a statistician, and I don't keep big statistics. And then you also, what do statistics mean? Because long-term, now the best study on long-term success was that Spitzer study that I mentioned.
Oh, 就是刚才我说的那个人，
and they categorized it and gave things. But a minor thing would be, are they still out of sexual activity?
You know,
homosexual activity. But more than that, long-term, what about their thought life? What about their healthiness and attitudes and relationships with the opposite sex and the same sex?Those are aspects of healthiness. Most people that come see me for a period of time, they're so happy they just move on with their life, and then I don't hear much from them because they're content to move on in their heterosexuality.
但是许多我所接触到的人啊，就是他们真的就是恢复了之后，他们我也不再看到他们了，因为他们就能够很健康的过一个正常人的生活，成立家庭。所以我并没有一个很详细的统计数字 ，but there's still a lot of people that until they die, they keep in their homosexual sin.
Unfortunately, I've known too many people, especially in the 80s, that because you know too many funerals of AIDS and venereal diseases that can be so destructive.
艾滋病啊，他们就这样。
But I do know a large number of people, colleagues in ministry that. Continuing following the Lord, and now they have families, and they even have children that are college age. Say, mom, dad used to be gay, but so what?
甚至他们有的人儿女都知道父母亲从前所犯的错，啊，但是他们明白父母亲已经完全被主所医治了。
So I think, in the future program, we can go into details. We have so many questions. 我有很多的问题，希望在将来的节目里可以和你一起谈。For instance, if I'm a smoker, okay, and I treat smoke as sin, I think I shouldn't smoke. Then I become a born again Christian that the Lord took away my desire of smoking. Therefore, I never touch another cigarette. Is it the same thing when a homosexual person is restored in Christ.
比如说我从前是一个瘾君子啊，我有很大的烟瘾，后来我重生得救了，主把我这个烟瘾拿走了。那我们能不能期望一个同性恋方面有问题的人，当他重生得救之后，他就再没有任何这样的思想？
That he doesn't have fantasy, desire, or inclination toward the same sex?
Two things. Most of the people I've dealt with were already Christians.
他们大部分来找我的已经是基督徒。
Unfortunately, they're struggling with homosexuality even though they were Christians.
他们很多人是信主了，还掉在这样的罪里边。
And we have to realize that healing is a process. So even though people know Christ, it's still submitting to Him. And where we've been involved in sin is still an area of vulnerability. And pride goes before a fall.So people who have been vulnerable in homosexuality need to be honest and humble to realize vulnerability and say, I would never do that again. It's Lord willing by His grace, but to recognize vulnerability. But that also has to deal with, as Christians, we all have temptations. We always will for our entire life.Just because they're Christians doesn't mean temptations stop. So if a person's been a homosexual...
Doesn't mean his temptation is going to go away.
But that Jesus will help them overcome the temptations doesn't have to be. And the temptations aren't as strong, as overwhelming, as a cloud of doom and gloom for their entire life. Because as we have more victory in overcoming it, they're not a big deal.
其实我们需要知道恢复的医治是一段长时期，就像我们做基督徒，我们都晓得这个罪啊，还是不断的再来诱惑我们啊。 那并不表示说你所有的诱惑都被拿走，有的时候就像一块黑云一样，它跟黑云一样，它跟你一辈子，只是你要不断的胜过它。 I guess that the reason I ask you that question is actually twofold. A lot of people who does not have this kind of problem will tend to think, okay, you are a homosexual person. Now you're born again, you came out of it. If you still have that thought, if that thought still come tempt you, that means you're not healed.
And that is a great fallacy, and it's very detrimental to someone.
Yes.
That's like saying, here's another person became a Christian. Well, you were a womanizer and a drinker before. So if you are even tempted, mm-hmm. well, then how can you be a good Christian? Because if you even think about that.
Yeah.
Well, even as Christians, we are still vulnerable. It's still
absolutely.
Fighting. Are we going to walk according to the flesh?
Exactly.
Are we going to walk as spiritual beings?
Mm.
And as Christians, we still have that tendency to sin, but the
yes.
power of the Holy Spirit within us so that we don't have yes. to continue in it.
我在问他，就是说，因为对很多基督徒来讲，好了，你是同性恋患者，你现在出来了，你也重生了。假如我知道你还被试探，尽管你没再去做事情，只要你有这样的思想，是不是就表示说你还在这个罪里面？那他是说，就好像假如有一个人，他从前是花天酒地，那么现在变成基督徒了，难道他不会再受同样的问题的诱惑吗？难道虽然他没有去做这样的事情，只要他受诱惑，就表示他没有重生吗？对每一个诱惑来说，对我们说是一样的，我们需要靠着圣灵去胜过它。So, in other words, what you're saying is, within our flesh, the homosexual person is, he has one more temptation that a lot of people don't experience.
Specifically, homosexual, and we're not even talking about lesbians right now, we're talking specifically about men.
About gays, okay.
Okay, but I'm mostly talking about men, because mm-hmm. women have some different aspects.
Okay. 我们主要在讲男人。
But men in general,most men I talk to, and Christian men, most of them have to be very careful because they can be too easily stimulated by looking at women. And there's that tendency to look with lust. And these are Christian men for years, and yet they deal with that entire years. Well, why is it so different that someone who has struggled with homosexual lust, that they would still struggle with it? It's the same issue.Are we going to submit our sexual desires
yes.
to God
yes.
according to what he has for us?
Yes.
So it's not that different、
mm.
if we think about it in the bigger perspective.
Yes. 因为对于男人来讲、啊、他的性方面的诱惑是很大的，包括很多、啊、已经在主里面很多年很成熟的基督徒，如果他纵容他的眼睛，纵容他的思想去看别的女人的话，那他就在一个很大的危险里面啊，那同样的，一个人尽管他重生得救了，他可能仍然有这方面的问题，只要他不向这个问题让步，他一样的也是可以与主同行的。Michael, I think this is all the time we have for today. I'm pretty sure all my audience is just as curious and excited, just like myself. I think we have a lot to talk about, and we have a big task in front of us.This homosexual issue has tsunami not only in the United States, but also coming toward China. So I pray that、God will use you and use this program to help many people as God has helped you.
我们今天没有什么时间了，这个同性恋的泛滥、啊、在美国实在是排山倒海，并且对着中国呢也是强势进行，所以我很盼望啊，主能够借着您的服事，借着我们这个节目，让更多的人得到益处。
Well, I'm looking forward to being here with you and to serve you and to help, Lord willing.
Amen. So we'll see you next time.
Okay.
亲爱的听众朋友，世外桃源节目要暂时和您说再见了。收果子的时候早就近了，庄稼已经发白。这是一个完全凭信心仰望主的节目。我们的联络电话是281-561-9747，您也可以留言在世外桃源的网站上 swtychina.com swtychina.com。 99只羊广播电台今天的播音到此结束， 让我们下次再会。
我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我愿做那太阳对人有益，我愿做那大山向你永远坚定，我愿做那小溪为你欢唱不停，我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我愿做那太阳为人有益，我愿做那大山向你永远坚定，我愿做那小溪为你欢唱，
请成就我。